That right there, Campsite Dream covering Earth, Wind, and Fire's hit track, September, because you better believe it's the 21st of September today. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I do every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, here on 101.9 FM on the airwaves of Vancouver and around the world at citr.ca. Happy to be back with you once again here in the booth, making the radio, hanging out with Radioland, having a good time. We're fresh off the Canadian federal election yesterday, September 20th. That was wild, wasn't it? I don't know if you've been following along, Radioland, but nothing changed. I mean, lots of things changed, actually. But in terms of the actual seat numbers held by the federal political parties in Canada, the big changes were minimal. The Greens still have 2 seats. The NDP have like 24 or 25. The Bloc have like 30-something. The Liberals and the Conservatives have basically the same amount. So many people are out here saying that, should this election have even happened? Did anything even change? And I mean, there are some small things to celebrate at the small level. I'm particularly excited about the election of Blake Desjarlais in Edmonton Greensbach, who's going to be the first Two-Spirit MP in Canada's history. And that is pretty darn cool. As for my own riding, I live in Vancouver Granville, the former riding of former cabinet minister turned independent turned best-selling author Jody Wilson-Raybould, who is not running, and well, did not run again in the 2021 federal election. And it is a nail biter, folks. It is not decided yet. Vancouver Granville is one of the few ridings that is still up in the air as of right now, 5:05 p.m. Pacific time here in Vancouver. It's going to mail-in ballots, and it's going to be a tight race between the Liberals, Talib Noor Mohammed, who did make millions of dollars flipping houses, and climate activist Anjali Appardali. So it's going to be interesting. So I'm still locked in election stuff is all I'm here to say, Radioland, is to that. Even though the election is over, I am still following along with bated breath because I don't know who my MP is yet. And that's probably the case for many of you out there. So we're all in this together. Am I right? Anyways, so yes, the election, the big story of this week, politics. It be happening. Trudeau, he be prime minister again, I guess. But lots of other exciting things happened this week, including, and this is a great, fun little connector into our next track here on the program. It is the 10th anniversary of the release of one of the greatest songs of all time, if you ask me. And I'm not even joking. It genuinely is a bop. It slaps. Every year it gets older, it gets better. And the artist behind it has only evolved and grown into just the absolutely beloved. And when this song first came out, everybody made fun of it. And you know what? Now we all get down to it. So I'm going to play it for you. And the song I'm talking about, of course, is Call Me Maybe by Canada's own Carly Rae Jepsen. We love her. We cherish her. She's a national treasure. Emotion is one of the greatest albums of all time. This came before that. And this is Call Me Maybe. A perfect song. I'm not going to play the original track of it. I'm actually going to play you a remix today, Radioland, because I like to keep things a little spicy. We're going to be listening to the Manhattan Click remix of Call Me Maybe, which dropped in 2012, so a year after the track's initial release. But it's a perfect song, and I still stand by that. So enjoy it. Sing along, dance along. Have a great time with me, Radioland. We're moving. We're vibing. And don't go anywhere. This is Into the Woods here on CITR. We'll be right back.
If you knew that all I wanted was a little bit of solace, would you let me just be honest to your beautiful face? If I told you what I needed, would you leave or just avoid it? If I let you just be honest with me.
I don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Thank you.
fading out in the background there, the dulcet tones of some soft crashing ocean waves to end a wonderful track from Saskatoon's own The Garys. That was Waiting on a Wave off of their 2017 album Surf Manitou. The Garys, of course, dropping a brand new album, Get Thee to a Nunnery, this week on September 24th. So expect a lot of that album in the coming weeks here on this program. Big fan of the Garys, always happy to support them. I was actually just in Saskatoon a couple weeks ago and was thinking of the Garys while I was there, walking along the riverbank, crossing the many bridges of Saskatoon. Fun fact, they call Saskatoon the Paris of the Prairies because of how many bridges are there. I was thinking of the Garys while I was there. So if you get a chance to ever see them live, highly recommend it. They are fantastic. And I highly recommend that you go and download and check out their new album, Get Thee to a Nunnery, when it drops later this week. Before that, we heard from Vancouver's own Kylie V, the track Soulless off of her 2021 album, Big Blue. And kicking off the set, because we have to, it's been 10 years and we must celebrate, a remix of Carly Rae Jepsen's own Call Me Maybe. And that was the Manhattan Click remix. You're listening to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We're hanging out. We're having a great time. We're enjoying no longer being in an election campaign. We're just straight up vibing. It was a sunny day in Vancouver here today, though alarmingly, the sun feels like it's already starting to go down. And I do not love to see that, Radio Land. Very conscious of how it's only going to get darker from here. So it is, I guess, the first day of fall today, getting into that leaf crunch, that pumpkin spice energy. I don't know. I kind of like fall. I love a flannel. I love a pumpkin spice latte, admittedly. We're here in fall time. I don't know where I was going with that, but we're here in the fall time, and I hope you are taking care of yourself, Radioland. Got lots of great tracks to come in the next 35 minutes here of this program. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track from one of my favorite artists, somebody who's been really, I don't know if influential is the right word, but very top of my mind over the last few months as I have dealt with my own gender nonsense of it all and everything. And somebody I respect a lot for going through it and how they have made some really, really great music in the last little while. And I'm hoping that they put out some more music in the coming months and years. Because I really, really enjoyed their most recent album, Pity Boy. And as well as the two tracks off of this little mini single B-side thing that I'm going to play for you up next. The artist, of course, I'm talking about is Mal Blum out of California. And I will be playing their full band version of San Cristobal, which came off of a nice little paired single with Nobody Waits back in 2020. So let's listen to a little bit of San Cristobal, the full band version from Mal Blum here on Into the Woods.
Not been writing that many new songs. How I wish I could stay longer. How I wish I'd never gone. And you have not been writing me as often as I wished. And sometimes I think I left you just to see if I'd be missed. And I saw my fortune scrawled out up against the wall in a crowded marketplace in a town I can't recall. And the teller told me that I would be young and I would fall. And my new friends all assured me that it all was surely false. And back at home, you found religion in a dirty crystal ball. I'll give you a call. I have not been writing as often as
highs, I hopes. But there are some things you're good at, and then most you can't control. And you have not been visiting, I can't say that I'm mine. Cause every time you go somewhere, you leave somewhere behind. And I saw my fortune scrawled out up against the wall, in a crowded marketplace, in a town that I can't recall. And the teller told me that I would be young and I would fall, but I didn't think he meant so soon, or not so soon at all. And back at home, you found religion in a dirty crystal ball, in the back of a dollar store, in that shopping mall. And I found religion out in San Cristobal. Now I feel that I've come far enough to give you a call. And so I'm calling now, but it says I don't got the number right. Making you so sad, and what you did this for? She said, your body looks to me the way it never has before. And is this what's making you so sad? And I can't do this anymore. And I found religion in a dirty bathroom stall, in the back of a liquor store, in the back of a mini mall. And you found religion when you lost you could fall. Now you say that you've come far enough to give me a call. And so you're calling now, but I lie and I tell you that I'm.
When they thought that you didn't know better. Tomboy forever, tell your mom, write it in a letter. And you thought, but it's them who were wrong. But it's them who weren't strong. You've heard it all. Have you heard that you're fine? That who you are can't be a sign. Exist, then how can you fall in line?
That right there, Partner, Big Gay Hands off of their 2020 album, Never Give Up. Always a treat and a delight to play Partner here on this program. Before that, we heard from Calgary's own The Corey Hotline with Tomboy Forever off of their 2018 album, Please Hold. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Mal Bloom, San Cristobal. And that was a cute little single released alongside Nobody Waits last year. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I do every Tuesday from 5 to 6 Pacific time here on 101.9 FM and everywhere at CITR.ca. You can also find me when I'm off the air on Twitter at Into the Mel Woods. Gotta plug all the platforms, Radioland. That's how the world works these days. But yeah, having a great week myself. Glad the election is over. Excited to kind of turn my face towards the fall, turn my face towards some personal stuff, and just kind of enjoy life for a little bit. We're on the cusp of Libra season. If you're an astrology person, my partner is a Libra, so I thrive in Libra season. Also, as a Gemini myself, apparently Libras and Geminis work well together. So I feel like this is gonna be a good little month for me, and so hope it will be for you too. Back to the music. We've got a few more tracks for you here today. Still 23 minutes left in the program, so we're not going anywhere. Next up, we're going to be hearing from Priests, coming off of their 2017 album, Nothing Feels Natural. A fitting, thematically at least, and if not the correct country, song for this post-election world we are in. The track is Pink White House. Again, the artist is Priests. The album, Nothing Feels Natural. This show is into the woods. This station is CITR. I am Mel Woods, and here is you listening to a little bit of Priests, this track, Pink White House, here on Into the Woods.
Anyway, 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 an no. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
She's the quick one, the sad one, the fun one, the mean one, always telling friends how she wants to die. She never really means it, just takes everything she has to stay alive. Wake up, disconnect the feeling, memorize the dots in the ceiling, smoking breakfast out her bedroom window. Taking 3 days to text back, saying sorry I've been a drag, destroying everything she can to get control. She gave it all the money she had to make that settled feeling last. She don't want consolation, she just needs absolution. She don't want sympathy, just needs her days to be easy. The city is a sinking ship, not big enough for ex like us. The future is a burning bridge, not bright enough to light me up. She's the tall one, the small one, the kind one, the mom one. Means well but never says what she means. Always asking what's the matter, but rarely gets the answer that she needs. She woke up in their apartment, the unsteady ground felt different, ugly crying at the kitchen table. Taking 3 hits to think straight, saying sorry that I'm this way, cutting off everyone she can to feel stable. She gave it all the money she had to make that anchored feeling last. She don't want compliments, just needs conclusions. She don't want fantasies, just something close to happy. The city is a sinking ship, not big enough for ex like us. The future is a burning bridge, not bright enough to light me up. Romanticized, insecticide, and everything I wanted to be. A kind-hearted coward, and a cloud-chasing vampire, and the one that I still see in every dream. But I gave you all the money I had to lock my nightmares in the past. You took the good parts and ran, but what's the future worth anyway? I'd probably do it all again. The city is a sinking ship, not big enough for wrecks like us. The future is a burning bridge, not bright enough to light me up.
I don't know what to say. I I'm a dog calling home, crawling back, can't be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back, can't be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back, can't be alone.
That right there, Vancouver's own Necking with Rover off of their 2019 album, Cut Your Teeth. Before that, we heard from Parlor Panther, the track The End off of 2021's Retrograde. Before that, Mel Stone with Cat's Song, and kicking off the set a little bit of Priest. So that was Pink White House off of Nothing Feels Natural. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. And Radioland, we're coming towards the end of the program today. It has been truly a treat, truly a delight, truly a joy, a pleasure, a gift to hang out with you here for the past hour, as I do every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM and everywhere at CITR.ca. It's just a treat. It's a treat to share in some good music, celebrate some local bands like Necking right there, some new discoveries, some old favorites. It's just fun. It's a nice little slice of joy amidst a tumultuous world. And Radioland, if there's a message I leave you with here this week, it's to go seek out your own little slices of joy in this tumultuous world, because they're pretty great. And it's something I've definitely learned in the last couple of years to embrace a lot more and to be conscious of and to acknowledge when those little slices of joy are making their way into my life and whatnot. So that's my message to you. That's my encouragement to you. is to seek those slices of joy, wherever they may be, however they may be, and all of that. Got one more track for you today, and it's a fun one. It's a fresh one, crispy, if you will. The patron saint of queerness, or at least our modern day patron saint of queerness, Lil Nas X, dropped his new album, his first full-length studio album, Montero, last week. I'm not playing you a track from that album. It slaps, it's great, but you're gonna hear it all over your mainstream commercial radio, as you should. It is a bop. What I am gonna play for you is something that the BBC actually shared just today, and it is popping off online, rightfully so. And it is Lil Nas X in the BBC Radio 1 studios doing a cover. And by a cover, I mean a cover of kind of a perfect pairing for him. And I'm talking, of course, of Dolly Parton. So to end today's program here on Into the Woods and send you off into the rest of your 21st night of September, I'm going to give you a little bit of Lil Nas X covering the one, the only, Jolene, 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 Jolene. I mean, he's going to do a lot better than that. Anyways, Radioland, enjoy that one. Take care of yourselves, and I'll be right back here next week on Into the Woods.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Your flaming locks of auburn hair, and ivory skin, and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is like soft summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I could easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Have your choice of me, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't tell me my man. Jolene, Jolene, please don't take him even though you can. Please don't take him even though you can. Please don't take him even though you can.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of